It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The buses that shuttle pretrial detainees from New York City's jail on Rikers Island to their court hearings are running again after 2 days of an apparent job action by corrections employees. Public defenders say the deliberate move caused many defendants to miss their hearings, unfairly throwing a wrench in the wheels of justice. WNYC's Robert Lewis has been following the story. Robert, describe what exactly happened.
Well, the way it's supposed to work is that every day buses take pretrial detainees from Rikers Island to city courts for various pretrial hearings. And on Monday, many of those buses didn't make their scheduled runs. And then again on Tuesday, many misdemeanor defendants in particular didn't make it to hearings. And people I've talked to say it appears the delays were intentional, the result of a job action by the Correction Officers Union. I reached out to the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, but they're not talking. So it's unclear if it was, in fact, intentional or why. But it is it's definitely worth noting that the slowdown comes as two correction officers went on trial last week, actually, for their roles in the alleged beating of an inmate.
So who was affected by these delays?
Well, for a number of defendants, there won't be a real impact. They weren't ready for trial anyway. But for some people, this could mean extra days or even weeks behind bars. I talked to a defense attorney who gave the example of a defendant who was scheduled to testify in front of the grand jury on Monday. And if the grand jury had refused to indict, he might have gone home that day. But instead, he had to wait behind bars until Wednesday to find out if his case is moving forward. We've got a little bit of sound here from attorney Jonathan Goltzman talking about the impact.
When the defendants are not being produced, you know, it means that a defendant has to spend that much longer incarcerated. So it affects everybody.
Goltzman, he had a client in the Bronx whose court appearance was pushed back a whole month as a result of the delay.
You've reported the New York City court system already suffers delays. Tell me more about that, and what's the effect of this going forward?
Well, that's long been the story. Over the last year, there's been a number of reports, and we've done some just on how slow the court system is. It's notoriously slow. They're plagued by delays. And yes, this was only a couple days, but it's just not something they need. It grinds everything to a halt and makes it that much more difficult to reschedule these hearings. And the only other point I'd make is it's really worth noting that these people that missed these hearings, largely, they're accused of crimes, but they actually haven't been convicted. These are pretrial detainees.
So any response by the city? Is the city going to look into this?
It's a good question. I reached out to the Department of Corrections, and they say they're looking into the issue and that they take it seriously. And they said they'll be taking, quote, appropriate action. But they really didn't say anything beyond that. I also reached out to the mayor's office and didn't get a response. We had a reporter there at the mayor's appearance today. He said he didn't know about it. And his press people said they'd take up the question tomorrow.
WNYC's Robert Lewis on delays earlier this week, apparently intentional, on transporting prisoners to pretrial hearings. Thank you, Robert. This is WNYC.